www.thebeatmaker.com. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And again, we'll talk to you about whatever you want. And don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can sign up for the updates.
That's right.
You'll find out all the information that's going on with the show before anybody else.
Indeed, and it's very quick, very easy, and of course free to sign up at freetalklive.com. Everything on the website is absolutely free. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. So, Manwich, what's going on tonight?
Well, got a couple articles here. I was thinking...
By the way, you can interrupt Manwich at any time just by calling in at 800-259-9231. Literally hijack the airwaves. But otherwise, we'll talk about what we want.
I've been wanting to discuss the Barry Bonds issue. And,
Barry Bonds.
And...
crackhead, right?
I wanted to...
No, certainly not.
I wanted to wait until Jason was here because he's probably the of our rotating co-hosts, he's probably the most qualified to talk about it.
It is Jason Wednesdays.
That's
Jason
Wednesdays. So, Jason, give us the background on it. You probably know the story better than I do.
Well, Mr. Barry Bonds, a few seasons ago, he broke the single-season home run record, hitting 73 home runs, and this guy is... If you haven't seen Barry Bonds, he's totally, totally jacked up. He looks like a cartoon character.
He's a big man.
And recently there's been this huge hullabaloo about steroids in baseball. There have been congressional hearings. Your boy John McCain wants baseball to...
He's not my boy.
I don't know. I was just throwing it out there.
He's just another dirtbag politician, in my opinion.
John McCain wants... he's pushing for... some sort of federal involvement in baseball to ensure that steroid testing goes as planned.
Wasn't Bush coming out against it as well? Like, having something to say about it? Wasn't he kind of on the side of testing?
You know, I didn't hear anything about Bush doing it. Of course, he was... I believe he owned a...
He did own the Texas Rangers.
When Bonds was on them?
No. A few other...
Somehow he was implicated in all this. Jose Canseco was...
Yeah, Jose Canseco's coming out with a book, and... Jose Canseco is the dirtiest... I really hate Jose Canseco.
Really? Why is that?
He's one of the biggest goons ever to play the game.
Because he's ratting people out?
He rats people out.
I mean, I don't like rats.
He points fingers. He's been in a few bar fights since he got kicked out of the league.
I'm not saying that that I agree with steroid use necessarily, but I don't like rats even worse. I definitely have a problem with that. Keep your damn mouth shut.
I hope somebody ends up...
I mean, I don't wish violence on anybody, but I wouldn't shed a tear if somebody kicked his ass.
This guy actually insinuated that President Bush... had a little involvement in all the steroids. He said that while President Bush owned the Texas Rangers, all the Texas Rangers were using steroids, and he knew about it.
Anyway,
back to Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, they want to... this guy's apparently got some records under his belt, and I'm not sure exactly what they are, but they have to do with hitting runs.
Right.
And they want to take these records away from him. They want to somehow... diminish his record.
Well, these are just allegations, though, right? I mean, has it been proven that Barry Bonds has done steroids?
Yes. Well, he came out and he said that his trainer, I forget the fellow's name, he owned a company called Balco, gave him steroids, but he didn't know they were steroids.
They were just shots to make him feel better.
Really?
And once he found out that they were steroids, he quit using them. And
of course, no one would take steroids if they were illegal.
Well, who would? Take this into account. Fellows like Jose Canseco or Sammy Sosa, these guys are purportedly huge steroid takers.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Sosa, for instance, went on a huge home run binge late 90s, early...
Right, with Mark McGwire, right?
Right.
And by the way, this isn't a sports show, and I hardly know anything about sports, but this is actually a good issue, the steroids.
Yeah. Well, Sammy Sosa, after all the allegations about steroids start coming out, his numbers start dropping off and dropping off and dropping off, where he was hitting the ball... where he was hitting, you know, 330, 340 ball, which is... Making contact and getting on base 33, 34% of the time.
Oh, okay, got it.
his numbers dropped dramatically to 200, around 200 average.
Why do you think that is?
Because he stopped taking steroids.
Oh, okay.
Last year he had to cork his bat. He got caught with a corked bat.
I remember that.
Hasn't happened in years. He gets caught with a corked bat.
That makes it so you hit it harder, right? Hit the ball harder?
Well, you have the bat slider, yeah.
Makes it more bouncy.
And then the jerk leaves the clubhouse on the day of the last game of the season last year. And now the entire city of Chicago hates him.
Wow. Is he still on the team?
No. He got traded to Baltimore.
So, anyway, they want to take away, what's his name? Barry Bonds' records. And I'm wondering... I just want to talk about it. I wonder what our callers think. I wonder what you think.
It's a private organization. They can take away whatever the hell they want to, right?
They can. However, a lot of people would suggest or make the point that baseball is, you know, the great American pastime.
And taking drugs is also a great American pastime.
Yes. The folks
What's the argument?
The folks in Washington don't agree with that.
I understand.
Like your boy John McCain.
Quit calling him my boy. I have no relationship. I'm not John McCain's father.
You love John McCain.
If John McCain was on my property, I'd order him off of it. I wouldn't let him get anywhere near the studio. I have nothing that I want to do with John McCain.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, I guess by removing his records, you're going to piss off a lot of fans, right? You're going to make some fans happy, and you're going to piss some of them off, right?
I think you're probably going to piss off most of the fans.
Well, then they shouldn't do it.
Shouldn't do it.
Do you think that his records legitimate?
Definitely.
Why?
Because
everyone takes steroids.
No, nobody.
No, they don't.
Not anymore.
Even the playing field. Put them all on steroids.
Yeah, there's been testing in the league for the past few years, and
testing, schmesting. Anybody who's smoked a little reefer in the past knows how easy it is to fake out a test.
Well, sure, but when you're getting paid millions of dollars a year and people want to see your statistics are accurate as to what you are naturally.
Mm. Well, naturally, this is kind of where I'm going with it, and on the naturally thing. And I was hoping somebody would say that word.
Okay.
So, throughout the... baseball's been around since late 1800s.
Yes.
And statistics probably from the early 1900s, really. Is that about right?
Yeah.
There's probably no
record. There are some statistics from the 1800s.
But there's no real records from then, right?
No.
What fruitcake came up with that game anyway?
Well, it just happened.
Okay.
Can't remember.
Yeah. It's a fruity game.
Why?
You just run around the little bases, you hit the ball, and then
games
you wait.
Games are games, man.
Yeah, it's like it's the least action-filled game of all sports.
It is. Going to a baseball game is one of the most boring things you can do.
I like going to them.
A step above golf.
I like going to them. I don't like watching them on TV.
I'd rather see hockey.
Well, hockey.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you, Manwich.
Well, Louis Pasteur created the whole...
pasteurization process?
Yeah, pasteurization process. But the fact is, there's been medical advances all along through the history of baseball.
Sure.
There's antibiotics. Should the athletes who have taken antibiotics and therefore maybe not died of smallpox... I'm sure there's been a baseball player who could have made a record somewhere along the line who died of freaking
alive.
Sure.
I think staying alive is a little bit different than
I'm just
than
making
pumping
a point.
Up.
No, I don't think it is. And let me continue making my point here.
Okay.
The medical advances have allowed progressively each generation to play better ball.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's because they had better pain-relieving drugs.
Yeah, that's why it's not fair to compare statistics between now and then.
Okay, so how about in 20 years... Say a baseball player gets his arm lopped off somehow, you could just pop on a bionic arm.
Right, maybe make him throw 300 miles
an
hour.
It's an interesting point. We're going to come back to it. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231, if you just don't give a rat's ass and want to change the topic, you can call in as well and literally take control of the show at any time at 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's your show.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Tune into the live streaming there if you'd like. Take advantage of it. It's on the house just like everything else at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about roids again. It's like second time we talked about steroid use this week. We talked about the cops who are on steroids now, apparently. And now we're doing the more typical conversation, I guess, about the baseball issue. Talking about Barry Bonds. He is allegedly has taken steroids, I guess admittedly has taken steroids, but it was accidental.
However, for a small period of time, and he apparently quit doing it after he found out. And
he was told it was human growth hormone or something.
Sure. Well, that human growth hormone is steroids.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Although, so there are some supplements that weren't banned by the league as of a couple of years ago, like Andro or creatine. Those have since been banned. But you posed the question earlier, do you think Barry Bonds was a user, like a conscious user? I don't think he was.
Oh, come on.
I don't think he is. Because look at all the other players who stopped using steroids when the league started testing. All their numbers dropped. Barry Bonds, his numbers did not drop. They did not stay the same. They were higher. They were some of the highest numbers of his career last year. He started the first month of the season batting .750.
And he was testing throughout the year, so they know for sure he was clean?
Yes. He was. Barry Bonds, because of his records, has been under the heaviest scrutiny by the media and by the league.
Well, I say, you know, the question was, should they take away his records, right? Because that's kind of the question on the table that the league's looking at doing, is taking away his records. Is it the league that houses the records, or the Baseball Hall of Fame, or whatever it is? I think that, if they take away his records, they're going to anger a lot of fans, and if it really is true, if they believe that the fans are going to be angry, they should just leave it alone. You're not going to make everybody happy.
It alone, because if you want to take away the records, it's a really slippery slope. Because you can say, well, this pitcher was on steroids too, so do we take away his strikeouts or his walks? Or you would have to mess around with so many of the records, so many of the numbers, if you were to just take away one guy's records.
Well, I think that, Jason, that you pointed out the debate that's going to happen in 20 years. I think that we're going to be having a debate as to whether or not a pitcher can play in the Major League Baseball with an artificial arm that can whip a ball at 237 miles an hour, and whether a batter can have a laser eye that'll track that ball in and crack it over the fence.
I don't really understand where the debate is. I mean, it's not a debate between you and I. It's a debate that the league will have to deal with.
It is, absolutely. But like Jason said, baseball is America's sport, and it's something that we all can discuss. You know, it's just a right or wrong. It's now
okay, fine. Well, why can't we have more than one different league? Why can't we have the
There are
regular human league and then the semi-android league,
the mutant league,
if you will. Which, by the way, I have posted a petition on the internet to bring back Mutant League Football. Have you ever played that game?
No.
For the Sega Genesis, it was amazing.
Great.
Yeah, imagine a game in which, you've got your standard, like, Madden 2005 football game with all the players and the statistics. Well, imagine taking out all the players and replacing them with robots, aliens,
demons,
skeletons, huge hulking trolls, just all kinds of monsters and beasts, basically.
Uh-huh.
Imagine replacing the players with them, and of course each one of these players has different ups and downs and statistics.
Because after all, they're trolls, and trolls can't run very fast.
No, they're pretty slow.
Exactly, and the skeletons, they're quick, but they're weak, etc. So then imagine we're taking out your typical turf, your AstroTurf or your grassy field, and replacing it with a minefield, or replacing it with something.
Fire pits.
Yeah, all kinds of crazy hazards and stuff on the field.
And at any point, you could kill the referee.
Yeah, that's funny.
With all kinds of crazy audibles, there are these nasty audibles, they call them, where you could only call it once and a half. And you call the audible, and the other guy on the other team wouldn't know which one you called until the ball started to play, until the play started. And you might throw a ball, and it might be, like, armed and explode as it impacts something. So you throw it at one of the other guys on the other team and just blow him to bits. And then, of course, you have to bring up one of your reserves. And you could actually lose the game by having too many of your guys get killed.
True. That's how a lot of my games with my brother were decided.
So
we talk about steroids.
This game is over 10 years old. This game deserves to be talked about. It's over 10 years old at this point, and it's one of the few games that has never been remade, and it would be so great if they did it these days.
Agreed.
The technology is ripe for it.
I'm sure they will.
Anyway, there you go. Mutant League Football. Bring it back, EA.
So, about Barry Bonds. For one thing, I think that we'll be discussing at some point whether or not you can have athletes with cybernetic appendages. And
yes, you can. You can have the modified league. Why not?
And secondly,
it doesn't seem like a long discussion to me.
It's obvious that businesses can run any way they want.
Right.
But this is a business that many, many Americans feel very passionately about.
That's
so just like you want EA Games to do a certain thing. Lots more Americans, many, many more. And if in agreement there is power, there's many more Americans in agreement on steroids being an important part of baseball.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, or not being an important part of baseball. And I just think that I feel like athletes under a doctor's care. I mean, here's my point. A woman can go to a plastic surgeon and get a breast augmentation, and there's nothing illegal about it.
Correct.
Why can't a baseball player go to his doctor and be prescribed anabolic steroids and be observed on these anabolic steroids and reap the benefits of modern science?
Because big jugs don't help you hit the ball.
They don't. But I just don't see why. I don't see why anabolic steroids are illegal.
I don't. Well, that's a whole other ball of wax.
And I'm not talking about the drug war. I'm just talking about why. That's the dumbest thing to make illegal. This is medicine.
Well, because it can be abused. I mean, the reasons that the DEA would give you is, well, you know, there's a potential for harm here. Well,
there is a potential for harm for any drug.
Well, that's why most drugs are prohibited, or not prohibited, but not just prohibited, but also prescribed. That's why they have a level of control over them, because they believe that by instituting this false level of control that they'll be able to prevent people from getting their hands on them, which, of course, is not true at all. It just creates creates an increase of the price because of the less product available.
Well, now you're arguing it as the drug war. I'm arguing it is the drug war. Medicine. So, I mean, this is legitimate medicine.
Then you could throw marijuana in there,
but
too.
Medicine's part of the
it's
drug war.
It's not recreational.
Medicine is part of the drug war. I mean, I can't go out and buy Viagra and sell it to you. I can't do that. It's against the rules. It's part of the war on drugs.
It just shows what a dope you are that you can't figure out the difference between these two drugs.
What two drugs? Viagra and...
The difference between steroids and some mind-altering drug. Recreational drug.
No. Okay, but my point is, even though there's a difference, and I know what you're talking about, you don't get high from taking steroids. That's your point, right, Manwich?
Yes.
But they're both illegal for the same reasons. The government doesn't want people to take it. And that's why we just need to end the war on drugs. Go ahead, let them take the damn steroids. If the league wants to allow it or disallow it, that's their choice.
Obviously, we at this show agree that the drug war should be ended. But I think specifically, steroids are just a dumb thing to have outlawed. For different reasons.
I agree with you. Let's end the war on drugs. 800-259-9231. Speaking of the war on drugs, how about a Canadian clinic going to be prescribing heroin soon? We'll tell you about it coming up. Unless you want to interrupt the show and take control, bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on a Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Get interactive, get on the phones, and talk about anything. You can literally change the topic, hijack the airwaves, and bring up whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, you got a rant, you want to bring up an issue, push an agenda. Phone lines are open for you. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on the brand new bulletin board system. We have hundreds of users, thousands of posts for you to surf around through. And, of course, it's free on the house at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Let's go to Johnson in Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
You guys were talking about addiction, and I was wondering if you guys, kind of a personal issue, I was wondering if you guys could help me out.
Okay.
I have a friend with this addiction problem, and I was wondering if you guys could...
You have a friend, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was wondering if you could help me with maybe arranging some sort of an intervention.
What kind of intervention are you talking about?
Well,
what kind of addiction are we talking about?
Well, I have this friend, you see. His name is Manwich, and he's addicted to the government.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Jeez, I try to interdict on that one every night, man. It's a constant battle, but I feel like we're making some headway on it.
I think he needs an intervention, is what I think needs to happen.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the FCC, of course.
Oh, jeez, we're really? Talking about last night's show. Hey, you know, we bring up... It's a lot easier for the listeners if we talk about... relevant conversations, not last night's show.
Man, which you know as well
relevant,
as I do.
Man.
You know as well as I do that the listeners can call in and bring up anything, anytime. And even though Johnson is a co-host on Monday nights, he's listening now, so he qualifies as a listener.
Okay.
And Ian did such a poor job last night raking you over the coals that I felt I needed to call in and revisit the subject.
All right, well, what did I miss?
I wondered where you were, by the way.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I wasn't listening last night, and I caught the archive. I'll say via the podcast, but, you know, whatever.
So what's the issue? What did I miss?
Well, what did you miss? You missed the fact, okay, your biggest issue, Manwich, is the protecting the children, right?
I would say that's one of my issues, yes, and the
right.
sanctity of broadcast medium in general.
Okay. Now, the biggest thing that I think was missed was protecting the children from what?
From people talking vulgar stuff.
Okay, wait. Stop. Vulgar?
Vulgar, yeah.
What's vulgar?
Well, I'd tell you, but we're on the radio.
No. What I'm saying is, who decides that? Why is that vulgar? Why are those words that have been decided, those seven words, or whatever the list is now, why are those things vulgar? Who decided that?
I think it's decided by consensus.
Does that change over time?
It does.
It does.
I think it's decided by consensus.
Right. So you're saying, basically what you're supporting is you're supporting, again, a socialist notion.
Oh, geez.
Well, think about it. It is.
Go ahead.
It is, because those things change over time. And you also said last night that you said the majority of people want to listen to that. So the majority, consensus, doesn't really have a problem with it. They just want to protect kids from it, because that's what they've been told.
I wouldn't say the majority wants to listen to it, but I will say that the radio station...
But you did last night.
No.
I took it back after saying it one time.
Not the majority, but it will be the number one station in the metro, because...
Because you know, lots and lots and lots of people want to.
Lots and lots and lots of people want to hear that. Yeah.
Now, you know, would you also say that maybe if you know that again, like most government programs, that this could possibly be having the reverse effect?
Yeah, I'm certain it does because of the fact that the government has a rule that says you can't say these words and you can't talk about this.
Maybe it wouldn't be as exciting when someone pushes the envelope.
Right, it wouldn't be.
There wouldn't be an envelope to push anymore.
Right, some people just watch for the train wreck, novelty thing.
Right.
So
I'm still trying to figure out why you have this issue with not letting, again, because it is kind of a free market, why you can't let the free market decide what language is and isn't appropriate. Because that's really what's going on, is the government has made these words special. These words are somehow more valuable.
To be technically correct, Johnson, to be technically correct, those words are not yet banned from the airwaves. It's the explicit description of sexual and excretory functions that are banned.
Right. And you know, even that isn't necessarily, you know, to some people, sex is a normal thing. You know, and in other countries, they don't have a problem with talking about that.
Yeah, I was actually over in Italy a couple of years ago, and you'd be amazed what they have on television over there.
Kids all psychopaths? I'm just curious, you know, are they all running around, you know, growing up to be crazy?
You're telling me how to raise my kids, and that's not fair.
Hmm?
Now you're telling me how to raise my kids, and that's not fair.
I'm not telling you how to raise your kids. I'm asking you if the Italian kids are growing up to be sexual deviants because they see sex on TV or hear it on the radio.
That's it's debatable.
You're telling me how to raise my kids.
I am not. You can go out and rent porn for your kids if you want to.
But what I'm saying is you are saying that the government needs to impose force. And then you also said that about radio, that anyone who wants to hear those types of language should have to pay for satellite radio. Why should I have to pay? I think you should have to pay to put some sort of a censoring device on your radio. Because we got into that whole argument in the past where I said, hey, it would be very, very easy for radios to be able to have like a V-chip or something like that. And you said, no, I shouldn't have to pay. Why should I have to pay?
Because Manwich is in the higher class. He's in the upper echelon of people in America. And you and I are just low-lifes.
Yeah, he's just looking out for the kids.
See, and this is why you need to have me around when you talk about certain.
All right, Johnson. It's actually, it's a bit, Manwich has a bit of the conceit of the anointed, as John Stossel puts it. That's what it is. That's all it is. We just have to beat it out of him.
Oh, you're mentioning John Stossel. I have a prediction somebody else is going to be calling in here shortly.
I don't know, man. No, any final words?
That's pretty much it. I mean, I don't know. Did I make any points that...
I'm not converted. No.
You're not converted.
Well, he's not converted.
He's stubborn.
What's still... I'm wondering, what's still the issue, you know? What...
It's an emotional thing. You've already logically, I defeated him logically, you've defeated him logically, but he's holding on to it emotionally and saying, I want to protect the children, though!
But what if, okay, now, this is where I wanted to take, you know, where I wanted to take this was, you know, there are certain things that certain people deem offensive, and okay, now the majority currently says that dirty language and sex are what's offensive.
And certain levels of violence.
You know, I have to say that I don't really believe that. Because if the majority really was saying that, then why is it that when Janet Jackson flashes her breasts on the Super Bowl, the number one search term for the remainder of an entire year on the internet is Janet Jackson?
Right.
You know, why is it that Britney Spears and Pamela Anderson and all these hot women are the number one? Is it because only perverts get online? I think it's because most people actually do like sex. It's just that a vocal minority comes out against it, like the Parents Television Council we brought up last night. The only group that's really responsible for complaints to the FCC. So I think it's really just a small amount of Americans that have this puritanical ways to them, but they're just very, very loud-mouthed about it.
I agree with you, but I was kind of playing devil's advocate in saying that, okay, the current things that people are censoring for whatever reason, you know, whatever that minority group is, you know, that's out there, you know, being active, currently is censoring those particular types of items. Now, if I were in power, for example, and
15 seconds, Johnson, 15 seconds.
Okay, if I wanted to start censoring something, I'd probably start censoring out religion.
Yeah, I don't like that idea either. Censorship is bad. Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And the other problem that one of our BBS posters makes is if you give the government the power to do what you want them to, they'll use it against you eventually. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Also, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of women who have sent in their pictures to be part of the Shrine. It's basically the point is we show off that we have women listening to this show. In fact, not only do we have women listening, but these women have taken the time to send us their photograph. I mean, that's going out of their way.
And in some cases have validated.
That's correct. The new validation option, which allows them to basically show somehow in the photo that they listen to Free Talk Live. It usually involves a sign of some sort with Free Talk Live written on it. As a matter of fact, one of the things I'd always kind of wondered about, though, is we've been doing this show for over 2 years now. And some of the Shriners on there have been there from the very beginning.
That's
and
right.
I kind of asked myself from time to time, you know, we don't hear from all of the Shriners all of the time. And that's just the way radio is. You don't hear from all of your listeners all the time.
Sure.
Only certain ones check in from time to time. And I was so pleased to open my... I kind of wonder from time to time, well, do all these older Shriners, you know, the ones that were there in the very beginning, are they still listening? Opened my email box today and got an email from one of the very, very first Shriners. She may be the first one on the list right now. I have to go and check. But Peggy. Peggy from way, 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 way back. Still listening to the show. She just registered for the BBS.
Excellent.
So it's good to know that not only do we have women listeners, we're retaining them. And so I, of course, invited her to become a validated Shriner because we'd love to have our unvalidated Shriners step up a notch in the ranks.
Yes.
So log on to freetalklive.com and check that out. I'm done with the FCC thing, unless you still have something you want to get out, Manwich.
Not really.
All right. Jason, any comments? Do you want to move on?
Let's move on.
Let's move on. How about moving up to Canada, Vancouver? Now, that's the west side of Canada, right? That's
yes.
North of Seattle?
Yep. Right on the ocean there.
Yep.
That's the area where they've kind of semi-legalized marijuana.
British Columbia.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, now, a clinic providing free heroin to Vancouver addicts is opening later this month to see if prescribing the drug can help addicts who failed in other treatment programs. Similar projects have been scorned.
Why would that help?
Well, maybe they'll tell us why. Similar projects have been scorned in the United States, seen as unethical or dangerous. I mean, the reasons I've heard in the past, man, which are harm reduction, and maybe they'll describe that here. There have been such studies in the Netherlands, Switzerland, Germany, and Spain. The 12 to 15-month trial is to determine if prescribed pharmaceutical-grade heroin in conjunction with methadone treatment is more effective than methadone alone in treating certain opiate-addicted people. Dr. Martin Schechter says this. He says, we're trying to figure out whether we can reach out to those people with medically prescribed heroin. The product will also be conducted in Toronto and Montreal, but is set to get underway Vancouver first, following government approval expected in about 2 weeks. But you got to hand credit to the Canadian government. At least they're damn somewhat open-minded on the drug issue.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of whether or not this is the right direction to go, at least they're talking about it. At least they're discussing the issue. You can't
right.
even get our government to discuss these things.
At least the Canadians are saying, all right, we've got a problem on our hands. Let's think of new ways to amend this problem. American government, ugh, we have a problem, and
it must be stomped.
More enforcement.
Destroy it.
We'll stomp it out in the way we always have.
Right. Well, not in the way we always have. We need more money. Give us more money
and we'll get it done. More men. Longer
right.
prison sentences.
Yeah. Rah! More than 4,000 drug addicts live near the clinic in Vancouver's impoverished downtown East Side, area known for its street drug deals. Apparently, the trial will not affect addicts from other areas because the 157 people selected to take part must have been addicted for at least 5 years to heroin.
So that means that you would have to walk in and say, I've been addicted for 5 years.
I guess so.
Oh.
Or maybe they've gotten caught and are being put into this program.
Oh, if you've been addicted to heroin for 5 years... You're in bad shape.
Those in the project will go to the clinic 3 times a day. Nurses will supervise the injection. 70 people will receive methadone. The rest will get heroin and methadone. Some in the latter group will be given the heroin substitute hydromorphone. It is distinguishable from heroin, so researchers can determine through urine analysis what percentage of participants are cheating by also using illegal heroin outside of the lab.
That's good, because you'll be sure that they will.
And thus skewing the results. Participants will be monitored for a year after the trial to see if they relapse. The project has scientific approval and $6.4 million from the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, a bureaucratic government agency.
Explain to me why giving people heroin will help people not use heroin.
That's the treatment they've been using forever. I don't know exactly how it works. Jason, do you have any insight to this?
All I know is they have been prescribing methadone.
And that is heroin.
We know that, right?
Yes.
It's just synthetic heroin, and it's used to wean them off. However, it's a very long process.
That's kind of the concept is you get on the methadone instead, or in this case, the real stuff, synthetic heroin, and then you just kind of step down, and step down, and step down. But when you say long process, I mean you're talking years, right?
Right.
A big deal. Several American cities had been considered for the project, but the idea was abandoned, as, of course, the U.S. government would not back a similar program. Not that I think the government should have any involvement here.
Right.
That's just what the article says. He said the addiction should be treated as a disease. We do not acquiesce in cancer. We fight it. To acquiesce in various addictions seems to be a deeply troubling ethical and governmental hazard. An associate professor at University of Toronto disagreed. He said, I know that from the United States, this often looks like a form of surrendering to addiction. But quite the contrary, we see this as a potential way of bringing people into treatment. Very little heroin will be at the site.
Talk about some of the theory, because it doesn't make much sense to me.
It's same theory as it's always been. It's just they're using heroin instead of methadone.
I don't understand that either.
Maybe the methadone isn't working for them.
Well, I guess the idea is to, yeah, like you said, to wean people off of it. Instead of having them going out and buying it on the streets, they're getting it in a controlled environment. They're getting clean injections. They're taking some of the risk down, and that's why they call it harm reduction. We can talk more about harm reduction when we come back, but this is your show. You can take control and literally bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You've been listening to Genesis programming for a while now. You may even have supported GCN by purchasing the products or services offered by our sponsors. You may know of other businesses out there that would profit from getting their message across to thousands of listeners at once. The Genesis Communications Radio Network would like to offer you an opportunity to share the profit potential of advertising to the thousands of businesses out there who are needing to get their message across to their target buyers. GCN offers businesses an alternative or complementary avenue of choice to obtain a more direct source of national exposure, and we would like your help in doing just that. With solid numbers from Arbitron showing a very high listenership and an excellent market reach, both you and your clients will benefit when joining the Genesis Radio Network. Give us a call here at Genesis, and we will share with you everything you need to know to get you started with this exciting and profitable career. Call 877-996-4327, extension 332. Again, 877-996-4327, extension 332.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives if you miss a moment. It's there for you. The last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And on top of all that, they're free. You don't have to log in. You don't have to have a $5 a month membership. There is no membership fee for our website. It's just there.
All you have to have is an email account.
That's, well, not even to get the archives. You can be completely anonymous. Just log on at freetalklive.com right there on the front page. So we're talking about the situation in, by the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Talking about the situation in Canada, and apparently they're going to start some test programs. Now, unfortunately, they're government-administered programs. They're government-funded. Maybe they're not administering it. Maybe it's a private university or something like that that's doing the administration. So it won't be as bad as it could be. But it's certainly, I think, going to be a step above what they currently have. And what they're doing is they're going to have heroin injection rooms, basically, or a heroin injection study where 150-something people have been chosen. They're going to come in there, get shot up three times a day with some heroin, and the... I guess the intent is to wean them off of heroin, just like it's always kind of been with methadone and things like that.
I think it sounds as stupid as any other government program.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's better because it's harm reduction. It's going to take away the fear that a lot of addicts have about coming forward and admitting that they're addicted. If you're a heroin addict and it's illegal in your country, you don't want to tell anybody about that. You don't want to go to the doctor and say, I'm a heroin addict. Can you help me? Because in some countries, doctors are required to give up those people. Let's go to the phones. Matthew in Minneapolis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
In Switzerland, they have heroin maintenance programs and have had them for quite a while.
Okay.
Here's the thing about heroin addiction treatment. It isn't particularly effective. About, the same number of people tend to come off of it. Who are kicking it normally, who are on these heroin maintenance programs. Here's the thing about opiates and heroin specifically, though. If you are addicted to heroin and you don't get your heroin, it feels like you're drowning, okay? And you'll do really dumb things, like sell yourself or your children or whatever you want.
Steal my stuff.
Yeah, or steal your stuff to do it. Now, the difference is, the fact is, yeah, methadone is done, but it's not shown to be particularly more effective. They think it doesn't get as much, as high, but you got to remember that maintenance does not mean getting really stoned. Maintenance means getting by.
Mm-hmm.
People that go into these heroin maintenance programs, especially if they remove a lot of the stigma from it, and that's whether or not it's government-run, I think that there would be a lot more accountability. It'd certainly be considerably more efficient if it were not government-run, if it were in a, the problem is when it's in a place where heroin is violently illegal, then it is controlled like nuclear waste.
Right.
So, it's only allowed to be done by the king, essentially.
Sure,
so,
right.
That's really the reason, and you have the inefficiencies and political footballness that goes with all of that. But the practical upshot of which, if it's run reasonably well at all, is that these people can hold a job, go to school, raise their kids well, get them fed, basically be parents, be good members of society, and to try to deal with this. And the people who self-select to go into these programs tend to kick more often.
I would think that's true.
Yeah, and it's really not a question of whether it's methadone or whether it's this other, because methadone sounds very technical, It sounds like it's not just a thing that's replacing the heroin, which is exactly what it is.
Great points, Matthew. We got a scram.
Later.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-259. I forgot to ask him. He sent us an email recently or a post on the BBS saying he joined something recently and sounded like he was hinting at the Free State Project, but we're not sure, so maybe he'll tell us some other time. 800-259-9231. You take control. We got a couple hours to go here. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're